some housekeeping. Nick Batan, what can you tell us about his absence?
Yeah, a little under the weather today, so he won't play tonight, but we expect him to be fine on Monday.
Okay, and did you get an update on Kopp since you've been back?
We're expecting Andrew to skate on Monday, but we're going to have to wait three or four, probably more days, before we get a far more definitive timeline on this, let things settle down. But he'll go back on the ice and the IR skate on Monday.
What did you see from Myers and Trouba that you liked the other night that you're keeping them together?
Well, and sometimes it's tough to say whether it was the whole team or just those two, but we played a real good third period on back-to-back nights at the end of a trip, and I thought those two guys looked like they look when they're really on their game, when they went together. They like playing together. Tyler has an ability to come as off as offside and just build speed from there. So a little of adjustment, but he's a veteran guy. He's interested in trying it. We'll be comfortable with flipping them both to the left if that's warranted. We just like the way they looked, and it's a little easier to get the minutes that we think they deserve and will develop in. So that's why that happened. And Paul will come in as a right-hand shot. Ben's played well for us. I don't think over the top. I don't think that he's got that spot locked. And both Paul and Adam Party have really pushed themselves and really stayed ready. So we're excited about Paul's opportunity here tonight.
Is there anything you say to Postma after he's had to sit out for that long in terms of helping to keep him in the right headspace?
Well, maybe in days prior, but not today. He's played enough games in the NHL. I don't want to give him a laundry list to think about before he goes out and plays. So if he was a first-year guy that hadn't played, I might spend some time to just go out and play. You're ready, and we know he's ready. He's pushed himself.
Well, the Trouba and Myers duo, is that something you've had kind of in the back of your mind since the start of the year, and
yes, I think we're settled on Dustin playing the right side, even though he's open to playing the left side. The conversations have been with Jake and Tyler about that, and they were both open to it in training camp because we have been talking about it. We were down a goal going into the third. That would be the time that we thought we'd want to run those three and four guys a little bit harder. It looked really good. We liked what we saw there. And again, we've got another right-hand shot in Paul, and we've talked a lot about how do we get Adam and Paul in the lineup when overall we like the way our defense is played. It's not perfect every night, but the performance has been pretty good. Ben's been good, but not enough, again, to lock that spot down. So it gives us an opportunity to get Paul in the lineup as well.
This team's been very successful against teams, I guess, for lack of a better word, they're supposed to beat as far as records go. But what challenge is it against a team that's in a slump that needs to get out of it sooner than later, and like a team like Philadelphia who's dropped their last six?
Well, they beat us both times last year, and I remember that. I think the challenge is they've got two guys that, at points during last year, we were talking about them like we were talking about Ben and Seguin. They were two really dominant offensive players. The talent hasn't gone away. They've had a bit of a rough start, but if that emerges tonight, you've got a real problem on your hand. We've got some miles on us right now, so do they. They're traveling too. I think our real challenge is playing the road games that we've tried to get to here at home as a road game. Just the all the simple, terrible things coaches say about keeping it simple and getting it deep and all those horrible things. There's a reason for it at certain times. We feel that it will be the game that we play well tonight, so we're going to try to focus on that. The reason that I believe our record is solid against teams that sit below us in the playoffs is we don't take anybody lightly. While we may have confidence, we haven't developed a swagger because of years of being at the upper echelons in the National Hockey League. The reason that Philadelphia can beat us tonight is the same reason that we feel we can go into Dallas and win. It's the National Hockey League, and the teams are all close enough. I mean, I'm not talking about Philadelphia and Winnipeg, but whether we go into Montreal or Dallas, the two teams that are leading the league, they've got great star players, they're outstanding teams, and we think we can win. And that means that idea that anybody can beat anyone is a good one. If not, the bottom half of the league wouldn't need to play. So they're going to give us their best, and we're going to do our best to show how we can play.
Patrice gives you a much different look on that fourth line from a guy like Nick Petan or even Andrew Copp.
Right.
Has it changed the way you utilize that line? Even
it's been more I'll get an early assessment on where they're at. I've got a comfort level with Patrice from a positioning. He's really good positioning. He actually makes more plays than I think he gets credit for in terms of outs and passes out of the zone. When you look at our fourth line, so whether it's Andrew Copp, who we've missed, by the way, and I've missed on the bench, really, really liked where he was going before his injury. There's a pretty significant statistical difference between where we were last year at this time, just in terms of plus-minus. Our fourth line's a plus line for us. I think so I have a greater comfort level of playing out. And some things go hand in hand. You know, Blake's minutes are down maybe about a minute or so, that line. And they're producing more. You know, the fourth line's been important for us. I've used them, and I want to use them. This year, I have faith in them.
Just to follow up, you said that you like what you've seen, or you missed having Copp out there. What is it that you've missed?
He was getting faster. So I stopped worrying about Andrew Copp about the third game of the season, his reads, where he was. The other kids, you know, that there's video and you're trying to work through the positional parts of the game. And there were hockey mistakes that, you know, things you'd like to see him do better, but there weren't a lot of positional mistakes or thought mistakes on the ice. And then the next question is, okay, so he understands the game. How fast can he get? How quickly? And he was getting faster. And that line was getting zone time and getting chances to score. And his face-off numbers were really, really improving. So I'm hopeful he's not out too long because I'd like him not to fall too far off where he was. I thought he was on a real nice plane in improvement.
You also said that this group doesn't have a swagger, but do you notice a growing confidence with them?
I think there's a confidence. If you put the 2 years together, I think they believe they're a good team. I think a swagger has developed from years of being a good team and deep runs into the playoffs or championships. There's a confidence in the team, and I believe there's a confidence on our bench that we're not going to get intimidated in buildings. So there's a confidence there that we can play the game a lot of different ways. But you don't want too much swagger yet. You're sitting 2 points, you know, out of sixth in the Central. You know, finishing sixth or seventh in the NHL doesn't do you any good if you finish sixth in the Central Division, you know. So there's somebody nipping at the heels, and then there's teams like Anaheim that are going to heat it up. So there's no time to be swaggering.
And what will you watch for early on? For I know that you often make mention of that first game back home. You keep an eye out to see how they respond, because this one's sandwiched between two long road trips.
Pace probably by both teams. If there's a disparity, they're moving a lot better than you are. Thought process for me is the big one. You can kind of tell how we're moving the puck into how we think this game's going to be played. Every game has its own feel. The Toronto game was different than the Ottawa game. They're all different. And how your team is thinking about that game, you can usually tell fairly early. But this is one of these games that you may see four or five or six different teams on the ice over the course. They've been on the road. This is five for them. We're coming back off the road. Who you are in the first 10 minutes may be a little different than who you are in the next 10. So for me, I'm going to try to be watching for those changes, except there are parts of the game that you won't control, but look to play as fast as you can.